Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time for you and for me to get our minds aligned around the truth of God. If you are new to The Morning Mindset, you are joining a worldwide movement here of people who are working diligently every day to get their minds aligned with God's truth. If you'd like to learn more about The Morning Mindset, yesterday's episode on January 3rd, 2020, is the episode where we kind of recapped where The Morning Mindset has been and hopefully where we're going. So if you didn't hear that one, please go back and listen. I would love to have you give me your feedback about what you think the Lord might be wanting for The Morning Mindset. Today, we're going to resume our study of 1 Peter. We stopped just prior to the Christmas holiday to talk about a few things relating to Christmas and then a short series about the new year. And now we're going back to 1 Peter chapter 5 is where we are, looking at verse number 1. Now, to set the context, Peter has walked through a very extensive section, four chapters worth, in fact, where he has talked about the role that difficulty and hardship and suffering of various sorts play in the Christian life. And he's made it very clear that sometimes suffering is the will of God for us, and God can actually be glorified through our suffering. So if you are finding yourself in a difficult season of life, a difficult situation, perhaps, this series that we've gone through may be very helpful to you. You can go back and find the different passages that we covered in 1 Peter. Here in chapter 5, he's already talked about all that, and he's going to move on to give some specific instruction to some members within the local church that he's writing to. And he says in verse 1, "So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Now, that's the first five verses of chapter 5. But I think it's interesting that that final verse, exhorting all of us toward humility, comes right on the heels of instructions that are aimed specifically toward those who lead the church. The elders are a group of men who are to lead a Christian fellowship forward. There are characteristics for what qualities should be looked for in those men, both in 1st and 2nd Timothy, and then again in the book of Titus. And so I'd encourage you to read those. But these elders are charged with the care of the flock of God. That's why Paul says, "I exhort the elders among you to shepherd the flock that is among you, exercising oversight." You see, there is to be some structure and some leadership to the church. I've heard some people say at times, you know, we are all a priesthood of believers. We don't really need leaders within the church. Well, that's, first of all, inconsistent with other teaching that say there are spiritual gifts of leadership. But second of all, it's just plain out inconsistent with the instruction of passages like this, where Peter makes it very clear there are to be biblical leadership. Now, look at this passage, and it tells you what that leadership is to look like. They're to shepherd the flock, which means a caring role, providing both nutrients and protection for the flock. Now, it's not to say that individual believers should not be concerned about those things for themselves. Of course, they should. But there is someone who is to be set apart for that job, to be helping the church to maintain its integrity, both doctrinally, which is a protective thing, as well as from those who might come in and try to subvert the gospel or draw people away from the gospel. That is a shepherding role that the elders are to play. I want to encourage you, pray for those in your church who are in leadership positions. They need your prayers. They need wisdom. They need insight to know how to care for the church properly and to do so with great and godly wisdom. We're going to dig into this more tomorrow. So join us again for The Morning Mindset.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.